Hello and welcome to Found Monkeys. You're about ready to listen to part two, episode 473. That is, if Ricky doesn't fuck it up. Enjoy.
Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Before you get
I have
in,
what I have.
Before you get into this, they also in the chat room said Donna Sugar should be Glinda.
No, not Glinda. She's too nice.
Donna Sugars or Glinda?
She couldn't be Glinda.
Well, Joey can be the one the house falls on.
Or he could be the house.
Hey now. Hey now. Hey. Oh.
Just kidding.
No, you're
so, not. I volunteered. Kitchen. I volunteered at a soup kitchen, the only one that's open every day of the week in the city of Chicago. And I helped cook and clean and serve people. And it makes me thankful for what I have, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, after that, I was like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't complain anymore.
Did Josh keep his mouth shut the entire time? Because that's the hard, that's the part. Like, I kind of think that Josh could pull it out in the end of knowing the proper place to not be.
No, he can't.
Show his colors.
No.
But I also imagine you guys being, like, in a very serious place. Mm-hmm. You know, he's about as white as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Very. You know, he wears his Eurotrash clothing with his T-shirt under mm-hmm. when he shouldn't be.
And he
his
did.
Attached scarf.
And I was like, he was like, holy fuck, it's hot in here. I go, well, take off your four T-shirts.
Yeah. Did he wear his Kylie hooded scarf sweatshirt?
Sweater.
No. Well, originally the plan, I didn't know how many people were going to be volunteering, but originally the plan was we were supposed to help cook. And, you know, I didn't know about the cleaning part, which is fine. I don't care. And unloading the trucks and this stuff. Well, Josh was like, well, I go, you do know we have to cook, right? So you're going to have, you don't know how to cook. And he's like, that's okay. I'll just wash dishes or something. That bitch didn't cook shit. He did unload the truck. But then when it came to like serving the people, like instead of actually interacting with the people, he was like, no, I'll just stand back here and serve people and serve the stuff on the plates. And then they had like waiters that took the food out to the people. And then I got stuck, which whatever.
You got stuck or you had the privilege of?
Well, I had overcame one of my worst fears.
Ooh,
and that was mixing like 75 people's leftover drinks into one bucket and not gagging my ass off.
That grosses you out?
Oh my God, it's so gross.
It's not like you were drinking the bucket.
It doesn't matter. It looks gross.
Fear factor.
Those milk, coffee, orange juice, spit, whatever. I did it and I was happy with it. But then I saw how many unfortunate people there was. And then I saw a CTA worker come in and eat. And I was like,
hey, first of all, though, there are the working poor
mm-hmm.
and people that still have jobs still do need to go to soup kitchens and or food pantries.
I'm just going to say, stop having kids and you don't have to pay as much child support.
Nice judgment call there.
CTA workers make like $35 an hour. That's more than I make.
Do you know that for sure?
The bus drivers start out at $35 an hour.
Maybe she only works two shifts.
There's also a judgment call on the fact that, stop having kids, as well as what I was referring to.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that's kind of rude.
This wasn't rude. What's rude is
stop having kids to someone who just walks in with a CTA. Girls, you're both pretty. Jesus Christ.
Take off your uniform so that people don't make judgments.
Like having kids?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
You cannot make that judgment.
First of all, both of you shut up. Do you not tell me to shut up? This is, I am.
Yeah, you don't tell him to shut up.
Wait, why? Take off his, at least take off your uniform so you don't
make
judgment.
People don't judge. I'm not serious.
Come on now. Why, he should be proud that he worked at CTA and I want a bowl of soup, damn it.
We didn't have soup. We had shepherd's pie.
Well, you said
you're a soup kitchen. I do not have soup.
I cooked in the biggest pot I have ever seen it. The thing that we cooked in was bigger than this table.
That's Romo.
I love it.
It was like great. This thick. Romo said, Ricky, you are infringing upon someone's rights to earn a welfare check.
This thing I cooked in was amazing.
By the way, our table can easily sit 8 people.
Yes. And it was this big and it had like a pour spout on it. So we made the meat for the shepherd's pie. Mm-hmm. And we're like frying it in there.
I'd hate to see awesome. How much grease was in there.
Oh my God.
Because
it was,
you know, that that's not the, you know,
best meat.
The,
it was
the,
not.
The, what is it that? The 80, 90, 90, 80, 98, yeah. 95, whatever.
90% fat. But I tasted it. It was good. Whatever.
Did you guys eat too?
We could have, but I didn't because Tony and I were going to eat afterwards. So, and then somebody on Twitter said, oh, way to go. Volunteer. You can't even eat their own food. I'm like, that was not the case. I ate a cupcake.
First of all, I'd probably be a little apprehensive to eat anyway because
I wouldn't want to
take that meal away from somebody.
Oh, there was tons of food left over.
Do they keep it?
I don't know because I didn't stay that long. Mm. Like once we stopped serving, I went ahead and left. But there was so much food wasted by the people that were actually eating there. I was surprised. Like whole plates just thrown away.
But you know, sometimes maybe that happens too if you're not getting your own portion. Because, mm-hmm. you know, think about when you go, when you've been on Weight Watchers for a while mm-hmm. and you've eaten less. There does come a point where all of a sudden you try to eat like you used to. Because you're hungry, and then you realize you get full a lot faster.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know.
Because your stomach's a lot smaller because of that.
And if some of them are really, truly homeless, maybe they're not used to having a full meal, and that mm-hmm. that would have been a lot.
Yeah. Mike SZ Chicago also says, close to where we live, as well as a block from my school, there's a place called the Inspiration Cafe, serves meals to homeless, and always needs help.
This place always needs help.
Is too. Inspiration Cafe, is that, do you go to school at Truman?
No. I don't know. He lives on the, I think he lives on the south side.
Oh, from where we live.
No. Yeah. Close to where we live and a block from where
you go to school.
I go to school.
Oh, you go to school. Oh, I thought you were saying that he was saying from
he
where
he says
I
where
go.
You go to school.
Gotcha.
Well, the place that I was at, and I
assume I'm the one that goes to school, so it's pointing to me.
No,
so.
But I'm just sorry. When you said that, I thought you were.
Girls.
Don't
we
you
got it.
Even. Start.
Wait.
You need to stop having children, Ricky.
I can't even have children. They get taken back.
No, you took them back.
No, the place that we volunteered at always needs they have like 4 or 5 people that actually work there.
Yeah.
But if no one shows up to volunteer, they do all that work themselves. And it's a lot of work. So I'll end up doing it again. I just need to ask them when they need people mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. So maybe Josh will do it with me again.
Yeah, there you go.
He said he was looking for cute guys.
We did for
of course. Yeah, of course he is.
Josh. We did a lot of I always forget what the name of the place is, but it's just down the alley across the street from my school that does the soup kitchen, but also they do a clothing center where they collect a bunch of clothes and they'll sort it out and give it out to homeless people. But I guess at one point it was a big gymnasium full of clothes, like basketball court or basketball hoop to basketball hoop, full of clothes. And they always need somebody to help sort those clothes out to make sure that they're appropriate. And
I did that for community service when I got my first speeding ticket.
Whoa. You had to do community service for a speeding ticket and it was your first speeding ticket?
Yeah. And like in Virginia, when you're a driver that's under 18
mm-hmm.
and if you get a ticket, you can, it may have changed since I've, you know, started driving, but with your first or second ticket, you can do community service instead of getting the points on your license.
Are you sure it was a ticket for speeding and not for getting caught with your pants down in the park?
I wish.
My story.
That then.
The fan. Nice.
My story was the only time that I ever got a speeding ticket was actually 2 weeks before I left Nebraska to go to New York for school.
Where?
Nebraska.
Where?
Nebraska.
Okay.
And thank you. Nebraska's great.
Notice only 2 people clapped.
That was like 15,000.
Oh my God. Speed this up.
People love this shit.
So I had the choice, and this is where I thought you were going with this, but I never really heard of the volunteer stuff, but there's a class that you can take for if you get a your first time speeding ticket offense.
Yeah, you can do that too.
And it basically waives the speeding ticket and you don't have to pay. So that's
but
the
you have
option.
To pay for the course, right?
No.
Oh. For the record, Joey is trying to bait me into a Cocktails and Cream Puff boycott.
Why? What happened?
According to Facebook, go for it, Wade William Werner. Bring it on. We'll see.
Don't get us started.
It'll happen.
Don't even get us started.
No, don't get Ricky started. Don't let me get loud!
I did not get a speeding ticket in a Prius, but you can because I saw someone get pulled over the other day on the highway.
Are you sure
they didn't think it was a taxi?
It could be that too. We get that all the time. It's so weird. Like, we don't even have numbers on top of our car.
You know what I love? And Waylon is now starting to do this, too. When we drive by people,
oh, yes.
And they're holding their hand up for a cab, we always sit there in the car and wave at them.
it's like you drive right by. It's like, my car does not look like a taxi cab. And it's always like...
And a Jeep.
And so I always go, hey.
Tony and I, like... Tony like dies laughing when we're driving and he sees somebody. He just starts laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing about? He's like, that guy thought we were a taxi. It's funny, but
it's like it's like a child listening to fart jokes all day. At some point, you're just like, it's over. And the kid is still dying.
Well, and our car's not even the color of a Prius taxi.
No, it's a
they're bright. Usually yellow or white. Or
they have like maroon ones, though.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I'm not rich enough to take taxis, so...
There's not necessarily being rich. I just see them around.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
I think you need to stop having children.
Like, oh. Joey. My problem is with Wade and William Werner, not Sweet Bradley Bassin or Ricky Burton.
Oh.
Shit.
Love you.
He's obviously not listening to the show right now.
He's totally trying to get Waylon to bite on that. So this Saturday is the first State at the Station for Pride 48. Did you guys know that?
I did, and I was going to listen.
Oh. Brad, did you know that?
I'm going to listen, but I'm going to type all the time whenever he's talking.
That's really funny. That's really funny that you said you're going to listen because I thought we were going to 4 movies this weekend
for
the Oscars.
Shit.
And I really wanted to listen, actually.
Yeah. What movies are y'all seeing?
This weekend we're seeing Argo, Django Unchained,
Silver Lining Playbook,
and I always forget the fourth one.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Nope. That's
it's
that
not
was
a
last.
More because that was the other one.
Same with last week. Lincoln was last Saturday's. Oh my God.
No, y'all saw that 2 Saturdays ago. And it wasn't a Saturday, it was a weekday because that's the day that y'all's ceiling was being taken out.
That was a Friday.
The third light's working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
What the hell movies are they?
Interview with a Vampire.
Yes. No, but anyway, the theater in Evanston.
What?
For is it $50? $30. $30.
$30 for 4 movies.
For 4 movies.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
No, not at all.
Oh. If you want to come by my house before you guys leave, I have the
Zero Dark 30. I don't know why I keep forgetting that. So we're seeing Argo.
The cup and the popcorn bowl.
Yeah.
We have one too.
Oh, well, just in case you want two.
No, thanks.
Fine. Whatever. Don't
actually, no. The bucket.
What about the drink?
We have 2 drinks and a bucket, but the bucket of corn might be good because it's actually only $1 refill all day for the special.
Over there?
For this movie special, if you have that.
Oh, wow.
So instead of the $3.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen...
I might just go for the popcorn. I paid $51 for popcorn.
We've talked on the show before, I think, but down there at the Roosevelt Icon...
Funny you say Veritable Burgo, $30 for 4 movies and $150 in a concession. We just said that we got a discount, bitch.
$3.
Yeah, how about you listen? Are you in a 20-second delay?
The Roosevelt...
Maybe you should stop having kids.
The Roosevelt... the Roosevelt Icon... And apparently Joey is listening.
Mm-hmm.
But the Roosevelt Icon, they have the best caramel corn. And they have a cheddar corn.
Is it made right there?
Yes.
But you have to do
it at
night.
Is it better than Garrett's? No.
I've never really had Garrett's fresh.
Oh my God, Garrett's is amazing.
But they also have that really amazing bacon popcorn up in the restaurant.
Oh, I want to try that. I've never tried. I can do it with the popcorn popper that you gave me.
You could.
I wonder if it'll cook the bacon.
But wait, I have
bacon.
To get bacon first.
Yeah, you need to buy that stuff that's already pre-cooked that you only need to heat up because it can stay for a long time in your refrigerator.
Yeah, but will it get juicy enough to leak down into the popcorn?
No, what you do is you heat it up and then you cut it up in little pieces and then throw it in there and mix it all together.
Oh, I thought it was just made with the fat.
No, it also has bacon.
So Fuck RC said bacon corn, and it's bacon popcorn with bacon in it.
Yes.
It's really good.
I don't think they make theirs with... Some places make theirs with the bacon fat. Mm-hmm. I think they just make their popcorn and then put really thick bacon on top of it.
Hmm. Mm. Mark lives downstairs said buttered popcorn with pepper and peanut M&Ms are the best.
Oh my God. No, you know what else is the best? Popcorn with Louisiana hot sauce on it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Good. Although it makes it real soggy, so you kind of have to use it sparingly. But I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but I sent
you probably
Sarah
didn't,
Davis.
You're never on the show.
Oh my God.
I sent Sarah Davis some Garrett's popcorn from How Much Do We Love.
Oh yeah?
Because I told her I was going downtown to go to Garrett's. She was like, well, you know, you could pick me up some if you want some.
I've never had it fresh, but your mom's friend, they had that Garrett popcorn that they wouldn't take home with them for whatever stupid reason, so they gave it to us. Mm. But it wasn't fresh. It was still good, but it wasn't like, you know.
Fresh is really good, but even not fresh is still good. So.
But with the Oscars this weekend, we saw the, is that R. Lauren or the other one?
No, it's Shayna. I hope I can say her name.
Hi, like you. Love you. Mean it. We saw the documentary shorts, which were amazing. Hard to choose which one's going to win. But then last weekend, we saw the live action shorts and the animated shorts, and they were a lot of fun.
Lala says you can't.
Oh, sorry. Her name is really Sheena Easton.
At least you can beep it out when it's for the recording of it.
I won't. Sorry
about it. What I'm most excited about for the Oscars this weekend is one main thing, which is the 50 years of James Bond. Not because of the James Bond tribute, because motherfucking Dame Shirley Bassey is performing.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yes.
I was reading the top 10 James Bond themes, you know, voted.
Mm-hmm.
She's the original one. I think she was number one.
Probably for Goldfinger. Yeah.
She was number one. Adele was like number... six, I think.
Well, I don't
think Garbage was up there. I'm surprised.
Song, the Garbage song's a good song. One. I don't think Adele's ranks up there with some of the other ones, but it's not the worst.
My God, I didn't make it.
It's because hers is almost one of the worst.
What? We don't say that. We're gay.
I know. We said that the call once and I got in trouble. Someone yelled at me.
Well, for who? You can't do it there.
Madonna.
Oh.
Like literally someone. No. Like it was like a for real argument.
But she's kind of douchey and she kind of sucks.
Yeah. But also, they are doing a tribute to musical movies. And so there's going to be a lot of people from the musical movies performing, from Dreamgirls, Chicago, Les Mis, that kind of stuff.
What is this? The Tonys?
We'll see.
I don't even know what that means.
The Tonys is the Broadway Awards.
Oh.
You know that we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
Tony.
Shirley Bassey and Adele need to do a Bond theme together. I think that would be amazing. Oh, is that our straight Australian
it is.
Married boyfriend in the room?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Wait, somebody say it in an Australian accent.
I can't.
Good day, mate.
No. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
I don't know. Damn it.
So we have walked around.
I think you need a call
before
in
we
know.
Go into something serious.
Only kind of douchey.
Something... Before we get into something serious that's been happening in your life, we have a serious question from a listener.
Okay.
And it's for real serious.
Oh, okay.
If you're a chub bear, but you're only attracted to twink young chasers, which bar do you go to? Bar A, you fit in, or bar B, what you want?
Before we answer that question, I want to ask, is the person Whitman in the room, are you the local Chicago gal? You can just answer in the room. That is an interesting hard question.
There's not
a best of both worlds.
Yeah, give your gut. This is from Greg.
I would say go to where you're accepted.
I would say a bar is probably not the best place to look for what he's probably looking for, as far as a relationship. If you're looking just to hook up, then where you
go to Hydrate.
No, it's, but I think it is a hard, it is a hard question though.
I don't know if he wants to have coked laced.
But you know what? Twink. I think if you are more likely to meet the person that you're interested in at a bar where you're accepted because you feel more comfortable than you are at a bar where you don't feel comfortable and you're not going to fucking talk to anybody.
Right. But actually, I think what you have to find is, if you really are going to get down to the easy answer, you have to find the bar that accepts that kind of union.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are even bear or big boy bars in this city and other cities that people that aren't of that shape may not feel comfortable to go in.
Yeah.
But there are a lot that do. Like, they feel comfortable in there because even mm-hmm. though that they're not that, they like everything that's there and they're still welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd agree. Bars aren't the best place to meet someone. But at the same time, when you are trying to date within
a community.
And I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but a fetish, whether or not it's furry or leather or, you know, the size community, unless it's online, you don't really have a lot of options.
So we have a lot of comments from the chat room. So Ed Chan said, depends on whether you're a top or a bottom. Mike's SC in Chicago said Hydrate. And Fuck RC said Hydrate equals the twink bar. And then he said, I'd say Jackhammer.
Dan Pugh says, go to where you're accepted.
I agree.
And then also Romo was also said, well, I remember when the bear community was all accepting.
Bullshit.
That's Supreme No No Romo.
No, no, no.
And if you Supreme listen to No, No, All Romo. About That's Me podcast, name. You would know.
It's his new name on
it. Yeah.
Mm. No, but I do think that at the key, you should go where you feel good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you're most attractive when you are comfortable, when you're happy, when you're giving off that good energy that people want to be around. You know, that you're not going to give that off unless you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's it.
We have to be off at 9 because there's a show right after us.
Ooh. Oh, so we have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a brand new
really?
Show.
Yeah, it is Chaotic Ravings.
So we should talk about definitely talk about you and Siler.
Yeah, I could talk about that or wait till the next show. Doesn't matter. Basically. I'll talk about it now. Basically,
or you can talk about.
Just give a rundown really quick. We'll talk in more detail.
So one of the other reasons why you've been missing is there's a possible new pup.
Yes.
You need to stop having children.
We saw an ad in our laundry room stating that this dog was for adoption or, you know, was trying to find a home. It was a boxer and his name is Siler. 3 years old. We went to go visit him. Everything seemed fine. Everything in the house was fine. You know, we just want to make sure he was all right. We bring him home on Friday. Everything's fine. Saturday, we're with him. Everything's fine. There's no poop, pee, chewing, no begging, no aggression, nothing. But as soon as we left our house, you would have thought the whole world had ended. Because when we came back, we had no internet because the wire had been chewed in half. There was claw marks all over our door. And he had gotten on top of our couch and pissed all over it.
Exciting.
Which, when we walked in, I was like, holy shit. And Tony had to have a zen moment. He had to go in the bedroom and close the door and like lay down in the bed and breathe. Almost, because he's really particular about the couch.
It almost sounds like that Josh was over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Considering the last time he was there, he dropped an unopened bottle of wine and broke it all over our floor.
And yeah. said,
oh, what do I do?
Yeah.
So the dog has severe separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to work with him. We had him for 4 days. And I hate saying this because I don't want people to think like I'm an asshole for doing it, but I'm doing it for the best of the dog, I think. So we contacted the owners and we took him back to the owners so that they can work with him for the week and see if they can help with this separation anxiety, since he's probably more used to them. You know, maybe he can work through it.
Whitman, by the way, I know a lot of people are saying crate training. The dog is 3 years old and yeah. he's lived with a family for
and
this whole time
they
as well.
Tried crate.
Yeah, and he flipped that fucker over real quick.
Yeah, we'll talk. I think you'll talk about it more on the next show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully the next show you will know a little more too and see how yeah. this experiment worked. But that's a 3-year-old dog. That's a lot of habits.
I was suggested to get a thunder shirt for him, which probably would help.
That could help. Actually,
oh my god.
Thunder.
I got shocked.
Well, if you quit playing with the bottle like you're nervous, yeah, that a comic's coming.
Okay, wait. All right, just seeing all these ideas in the room, that's great. But every time I talk to somebody about this, it's like I have like 50 million dog whisperer friends. And I'm like, where the fuck is your dog? Why are you giving me advice on a dog and you don't have one?
Maybe they had a dog.
But I appreciate all this.
Like, I had a dog. I had two of them.
Well, I had a dog too, so I know how it works. It just doesn't work well with him. I tried it.
Right.
Toppy Smelly, a thunder shirt is for a dog is, it's basically a really, like, tight.
It's kind of like swaddling a baby.
Yeah. It's almost, but they basically, it's kind of like a harness of sorts, but it's an actual square, like, that goes around their legs and it hugs their torso in a sense. Mm-hmm. And it comforts them. It kind of feels like someone's holding on to them.
It kind of, it's like a, they said it hits pressure points or something on the shirt. So
yeah.
So we have, well, congrats. And I hope it works out. His name is Siler.
Yes.
And we have 4 minutes left, 6 minutes left. I think we should play Russian question, Foul Monkeys Roulette.
Oh yeah.
So people in the room,
you have 6 minutes.
You have 6 minutes and a delay.
What's happening?
It's yours. Yep. Ask questions and we will answer.
Yes.
And we're going to, Ricky's going to sing us a song while we wait.
I'm not singing
for
a song.
The delay.
Oh, Dido has a new album out.
Yeah, someone posted about that. Nice. The song actually was really good.
Hmm. Let's check that out. I'm trying to see if we have, what's going on here?
When's the wedding? That's 4/4/2014.
Yeah. That's when we start on our cruise.
Oh, we have a new iTunes review.
Thanks, Dan Pugh.
He couldn't pull it up.
Really?
We'll read it next
because
time.
iTunes was fucking giving me the shits all day today. And I was trying to pull up that damn iTunes review and it wasn't working.
Are we ready?
We even have an email about how that person who was trying to post that iTunes review was having a shit day.
Oh, we need
it.
To read about
and
those.
Yes, our wedding is on, we leave for the cruise on weed smoking day. But someone asked if we're ready for their birthday, but I don't know who that is.
Where's the birthday? Oh, that is Sheena Easton.
Oh, Sheena Easton.
She's coming in on her birthday.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. When is that?
The end of April, I think.
Cool.
We totally will.
April,
be.
I think her birthday is like April 20th or something.
Did I hear?
Wait. Oh, it's Lala.
Can we do a Harlem Shake video? No.
Mark? Oh, yes. Let's do one.
No. I hate them.
It is annoying. Mark lives downstairs, says, today I heard that there is a Krispy Kreme Oreo donut. I have thought of nothing else today.
I think that kind of sounds disgusting.
It's probably delicious.
Personally.
Any other questions? What's going on here? No one's asking us anything. Y'all seriously wouldn't do a Harlem Shake video?
No.
Like, get everybody together?
No.
We can do it?
First of all, it's a little too late. Everyone's already doing them. We're not cool if we do one.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe, no one's asking us questions, so maybe we should leave.
No, but they're, maybe but they are debating it, people said they're not going to the wedding because they can't smoke on the ship.
Maybe if we, maybe if we do a Harlem Shake, it'll end it all.
You can't smoke anything? Like no cigarettes or anything?
Oh, you can out and about.
Are we wearing tuxes for our wedding? Not really.
We don't know yet. If we do, the probably
are you going to wear a Canadian tuxedo?
No.
All denim?
Bradley is. Bradley is.
I'm going to rock it.
A Foul Monkeys flash mob.
No.
Any of you ever coming to Australia? If not, get on that. I would love to come to Australia.
We would love to.
And that, actually,
that $1,000 plane ticket's the killer.
Yeah.
Romo, you have, what is it, 8 more days before the deposit runs out, the discount deposit to get in on that.
Did Tom and Terry tell you they were coming?
Yes, they've actually already reserved. Yeah. I know every time someone does.
Whatever.
Mark Z, you're an asshole.
Which one of you is wearing the dress?
Well, apparently it's...
Who's going to be on Say Yes to the Dress?
Oh, apparently Bradley, since was in a dress this last weekend.
No, Amanda Lynn's going to take a vacation. She's going to be partying by the pool area. Working on her tizan.
Mm-hmm.
No. If you bitches don't know who Amanda Lynn is, you will need to wait for the next episode to hear more about her.
And Ed, you know, we're going to dress up for the wedding, but just maybe not actual tuxes. So Hawaiian shirts, rainbow colored, not so much.
I didn't finish talking about Australia. I would love to come to Australia. Arthur in New Zealand said that we would have a place to stay if we came there.
Oh, that's cool. I have a friend that lives in Australia right now that I went to high school with, too. So we have someone else to stay with. Where
did you know
that
dog can smell people's fear?
That dog?
Yeah. I got that from the All About Me podcast. Anytime somebody gets like a random fact like that, that's what they say.
We are,
I think Ed says it tomorrow,
not necessarily registered right now. We weren't going to because of how much money people are spending to
yeah,
come.
Yeah.
However, we're getting so many requests too that we might.
Would y'all be upset if I got you the fake diamond from Titanic?
No, actually, I would love it because we joked about, we found that they were $30. We go, how funny would it be if we bought everyone that goes on it at the present of that diamond when they got into their room?
Yeah, I think it'd be hilarious.
They want to know how much you got in tips from your debut.
You'll have to listen to the next episode.
He didn't perform.
Registering at the Dollar General? Hell yeah.
Actually.
Dude, do you know how many press-on nails I could get from there?
Oh, shit. Here it goes.
Can I just knit you a Dalek blanket?
Yes.
That's Doctor Who.
It is. Way to go, Ricky.
I'm getting it.
And Lala, yes. Actually, that'd be amazing.
That'd After be she amazing. Gets done with my scarf and my mittens.
All right, y'all.
Okay, we have one minute.
Let's go one more time.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys.
A lot more people are here than I thought would be.
No, it's great. We appreciate all of you being here. And the shit show was only
thank you.
Pretty
thank,
smelly.
Thank you, Mark, for listening.
Oh my God, you're shitting the entire table.
And the building.
Well, I'm Waylon.
Mike in Chicago, DM me or private me on Twitter because I want to know more about you.
Yeah. And we'd like to meet sometime. Okay. Bye. This is James Roy.
This is Ricky.
And this is Waylon.
Don't forget to keep listening to the next podcast that's coming in.
Does anybody have outro or we don't really care?
No.
No.
Oh, there we go.
Well, wait. Play the outro. Hold on.
Hold on.
It's 9:00.
Stop time.
Oh, that's not the outro.
Okay. Bye. Oh, listen to Foul Monkeys at
stop time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.